Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about what's really possible flipping land.
Oh my goodness.
And here's a spoiler alert.
Yep.
It's just about literally infinite.
I know.
Not literally infinite. It can get huge fast.
This time, you know what? This is since we started doing deals together in the last X years. This is probably some of the best deals I've ever seen.
Me too. It's the best deals I've ever seen in my whole entire career. We'll clear after tax between 5 and 10 million bucks in the next 36 months. That's what's possible.
Yep. And that's now you gave it away.
That's with us, all these other companies that we have.
But wait.
You know?
We'll talk more.
But do you need that much? No.
No.
What's important is you establish a system. And practice at this stuff if you're brand new. And learn, because it's a great environment to learn.
Exactly.
It's more fun to learn how to fish in a pond that's just packed full of fish, where you just throw the thing in there and reel it in and throw it back and reel it in and throw it back and reel it in. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
JC wrote, "Hello, I've been listening to Stephen Jill's podcast nonstop since discovering Land Academy."
That's too bad.
That's 20, however many hours or weeks you'll never get back, JC. I love it. I noticed that in the past couple of weeks, Stephen Jill have been talking about acquiring as much land as possible. Yep, in the current economic downturn. Correct. I haven't heard much comment about how well sales are going. There's a reason why. I assume
is that. There?
Yeah, because there's not much to talk about. That's my whole point. I assume they know their purchases will eventually sell, so they're not concerned with how fast. However, being new to this and being concerned with cash flow issues, I'm wondering how long I should expect to sit on a property, properly priced new land acquisition, like 1 to 10 acres. I know this varies by location and in a huge host of other factors, but in general, for those who have favorite counties in which they have been buying and selling prior to the downturn, how much of an increase / decrease in buying are you doing, and how much of an increase / decrease in sales frequency are you seeing your counties compared to pre-downturn? Thank you. Well, I can just go back to I'm just thinking about the podcast that we did a couple weeks ago with Aaron and Liz English, north of us here, and they have two businesses. One's a nursery, and one is this. And Aaron said, well, I guess we'll sleep next year, or I'll sleep in a few years. Sleep is not important now, because both businesses are on fire. So the reason I'm not bringing up sales so much right now, because I'm buying them so cheap, it's like, this is just nuts, you know? And they are selling. What are the sweet spots, I think you're asking? You know, there's a point where it's just like a house, you know? We all know the middle income market's going to move faster than the luxury market. So dream it up, whatever product it is. It's kind of the same with land. So there is a thing north of X thousands or X million where you may see a little bit of a slower turnaround. I'm not in those markets right now. I'm really focused on the hot ones. So everything I'm doing is just moving. Anything I pick up, I'm going to give numbers. You're looking at me funny. I'm like, what's that look? Am I in trouble again?
No, Jill's finally awake. It's good.
Thanks a lot. So that's good. Anything I pick up that I can buy and sell, how about I'm going to say my sales prices between, I'm going to say $10,000 to $150,000, easy, quick, fast sales, not worried, period. What would you like to add?
When you look back on your life, there's usually a few moments where you look back and you say, wow, you know, that worked out great. It usually does not involve a wedding. One of those moments for me was when Jill and I, and it happened on accident, became business partners. You know, we were social partners first. And so what ended up happening...
Social partners, that's code for something
else.
As
I can say it.
We were social partners. I'm sorry. I'm going to use that next time.
So how do you guys know each other? Well, we were social partners first.
And so what ended up for me is that, you know, I was in the business already. I was doing I was doing everything with a bunch of employees. And, you know, half of the stuff I hated.
We swapped pillows.
And so Jill comes along, and it just magically, the stuff that I hated turned out to be the stuff she loves, which is sales. And so it quadrupled what I was doing already. And to her, it was just second nature. It's second nature for Jill to pick up the phone. It's second nature for her to post property everywhere or instruct our team now how to do it. So So this person's asking about, you know, okay, you guys talk about acquisitions all the time. In fact, I say that in all of our programs, 90% of our education, when it comes for the real estate education, is all about acquisitions. Why? Because sales involve exactly two things. Pricing it right, which means you have to buy it right, so it's really acquisitions. And posting it everywhere and having a dynamic personality like Jill, pounding on the phone and saying, yeah, of course you want to buy this property from me. You know, not, yeah, it's a piece of property.
I was going to say, yeah, let's be honest. So, I mean, there is more to it. It's not just one, it's not just a bunch of pretty
pictures.
Well,
that's how I look at it. I look at sales like, get away.
I know, because you don't like it.
And so you bring this, like, breathe this new thing of life into it. So
thanks.
Sales better be part of your plan. For people like me, I got away with it because I was buying it so cheap for a long time. Yeah. And I did really well. Then it was times four with her.
Yeah, because it could have gone faster. It could have gone easier. It could have even been a higher outcome, too. So to be honest with you, on the sales part of it, what's so easy, the easiest thing I can say for you is all the things that you know and all the things that you've learned from the program, just add in remembering the excitement that you felt when you bought it. That's it. And I always go back to that, and I tell my team that, and I'm telling you and the planet that when the person calls or the person emails you, however they reach out to you, whatever question, kind of remember, oh my God, yeah, that's someone had that gorgeous view, ding, ding. And it's going to come out in everything that you do. And it's just going to, and that's how they feel. And that's why they just go so fast. I love it. So we're having a huge, to finalize the question, you know, what's going on now is it's going faster and easier.
On both sides, acquisitions and sales. People are freaked out. They want to live in the country.
Thank you, JC. That's a good question, too.
Today's topic, what's really possible flipping land? This is the meat of the show.
Wow.
I just was pulling questions off of landinvestors.com to record today, and I remember this thing I wrote called 24-Month Millionaire. And this is a lot of years ago. And we had the show at the time. I think it was audio only. It wasn't video. And so I said, you know what? This is so popular that I probably should write a book. And I never did. But the structure's all there. And here's the whole thing. Because this is what's really possible, flipping land. There was a time in my land career before Jill where all I would buy, because we were real short staffed coming off of the last recession, I looked back at all the deals we did, and I'm like, Jill's just looked at her watch. She's like, oh, I wonder how long this is going to take. Some of you didn't.
No, I did. Actually, I love my watch. I have a really good new watch. I'll talk about that later. I'll do that.
Jill, let's say it. You know what? Now's the time.
Should do this.
Because these are land people.
They are land people. You guys are going to love what I got. You guys.
I got Garmin watch.
I got the Garmin watch.
The GPS.
Where when we're going out looking, which we never go look at properties, but just, you know, we did the other weekend. I mean, if you travel around, a lot of people do travel and look at properties. I can put GPS coordinates in my watch and it'll take me right there. I can track my elevation. I can track my route. I can do all kinds of fun stuff. So I'm just in love with my toy. So
you take, before Jill, and it was a two-man operation, me and my assistant, and I would buy a 40-acre property, send a bunch of mail out, just like we do now, buy a 40-acre property for $4,000 in one of four states, and then resell it on the internet for $8,000. And then I would take that $8,000 and buy two. And then it became 16, 32, you do the math. You have $1 million in the bank around month 12 or 13, if you can sell you know, depending on how fast you can sell them and how you're only dealing with one product, so it's not hard. And Jill and I do this over and over and over again, not necessarily with just 40 acre properties. The product types dramatically changed, but you still can do it with that. You know, if you just focused on that. Right now we're buying drive up access, escape, you know, virus escape properties, and they're a lot more profitable dollar-wise and percentage-wise. We do a ton of deals. What I'm saying is,
you too can be 6,000 feet away from somebody else, from a person.
What I'm saying is, what's possible in flipping land is it's just limitless. You know, compared to other types of real estate, you never really have to leave your desk if you have the system all in place. It's all about putting systems in place and doing some math and getting a partner. You know, whether they're another person in the group that lives in a different state, or in our situation, we happen to live together, getting a partner to do stuff that you don't want to do. Mm-hmm. Not in the beginning. You're going to have to suffer through it for a couple of years at least, but it's limitless.
I'm glad you brought up the 24-month millionaire, because that was a good thing that you wrote. It's in the dashboard, I think, for Land Academy members to go look. And so you wrote about it, and then you actually put in a spreadsheet, which is really great for people to sit there and calculate it. So what this is, all right, in 24 months, where do I want to be? Do I want to have 1 million? Do I want to have 3 million? Fine. And then you work it backwards. Okay, this is the number of deals I have to do. You know, then you can tweak it to your whatever your threshold is. Like, I'm only comfortable doing deals up to this dollar amount. Fine. Then you got to do more deals. If you're comfortable over that dollar amount, maybe your sweet spot's $100,000. All right, now you're doing less deals, and you just work it backwards. And so, yeah, especially if you set out, and we know people that do it, say, I am not doing a deal unless I make $100,000 a deal. And it might be one a month, and that's all your efforts. Well, congratulations, you're gonna have, you know, however many, $2.5 million almost, you know, in 24 months, if that is your plan. And it's not crazy. So I love it. And what's happening right now, what's really possible flipping land, I just wrote down, like, my three little notes are OMG purchase prices.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm like, what just happened? You know,
that's unique to right now.
Yeah. I'm telling everybody, please go into it like you're, you know, I'm every deal I'm going into it like I'm trying to make this deal fail. I'm gonna throw out some ridiculous offer price, and if they say it, oh, you better believe it's a home run times, it's a grand slam home run kind of thing. I gotta get this deal. I know it's possible with this. And it's great too, there's so much social media, not just on our Land Investors online community, but if you go into social media and look at all of our stuff, we have a couple of Facebook groups that are really easy to find. And see the numbers that our people are posting. It's great and it's awesome. And they're it's so sweet. They're showing, you know, checks. They're taking pictures of checks going to the bank, and they're showing pictures of their bank deposit amounts. And it's just fantastic. And all I have to say too, if you're like, all right, really? If you're really still wondering, I'd say try one. And don't rush. What I want you to do right now is don't rush into anything. Don't pick your first deal. Really spend some time on it.
Go on a couple dates, man.
You know, right. And go for the home run. Go on a couple dates. You're cute.
Believe it or not, flipping land seems like this tiny little niche. Well, there's a million little subsets of that niche even. And I see new people, specifically some people right now in our group that join that are getting real distracted. So I just mentioned that 40-acre model. That's an example of really setting out, looking at one size of property, doing a very specific mailer, albeit four states, for size and a revenue thing. Everybody in the advanced land group has one kind of business model. And the most popular one is as follows. I want to do one deal a month. This is a real story from a real person. I only ever wanted to do one deal a month. It's going to be a hell of a deal. I'm going to do 12 deals a year, not 13, not 10. I'm going to do 12 deals a year, and I need to make $100,000 a deal. I'm going to go look at every single property. I'm going to walk every single property. I'm going to work with the local real estate agent. I'm happily going to pay that person 10% to sell the property and represent me the way I think I should be represented. In fact, I'm going to use that real estate agent to help me to talk, to help me tell me where to send mail the next time. So, and I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm going to work for like 5 hours a week. And that's what he does. And he makes $1.5 million a year. So is his way better than my 24-month millionaire way? No. I mean, for him it is. For me, I can't do that. I can't sit still. I got to make more money than that. We got to start companies. There's all kinds of crazy stuff that goes on. I drive everybody nuts
what happens.
My whole life.
Once you get the taste of it and you get going, you're like, hold on, I can do 2 a month. Yeah. All right, now I can do 4 a month. Whoops.
But you know what he doesn't do? And I see a lot of new people do this, and I did this when I was new. He'll get a call from somebody that received a mailer that says, I'm a buyer. I don't want to sell. I own a ton of property, and thanks for sending me a letter. I would like to. I really would like to set up a system. And you know what he says? No thanks. Not interested. Good luck. He does one thing: picks up the phone, buys property real cheap, shoves it to the real estate agent.
Thank you.
You can't. You have to stay focused. So, what's really possible in flipping land is the point. Anything's possible, but you have to be so focused and organized. That's the real variable. The real estate's not the variable.
That's true. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can find us on the Land Academy Show, which is where we are now. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're over on the House Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the House Academy Show is called 5 Data Sets Where Offer Campaigns Work. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Jill, tell us about this watch.
I love my watch.
So it's Garmin, you know, the company that makes the GPS units. Right. It ties into your phone and it's amazing apps.
Well,
you know,
it ties into my phone. It ties into if I have a separate GPS unit, I can set up ways to communicate if I'm somewhere. You could, you know, it's just insane. I love it. So I'm not even a week into it and I'm still learning all this stuff. Look, I've got my altimeter here in case you needed to know.
What is our altitude?
47 feet.
It seems like it'd be less.
It seems like it would, but based on where we are and stuff. But it's also, okay, let me tell you why. This altimeter is going based on map, where I'm sitting right now on basically a sectional map. Now, if I really wanted to have it calculate and do the GPS thing, I've got to get the set. I have to pay for satellite, which I could. And it'll make
so
it
so the center of the section
really,
we're in is probably 47 feet.
Actually, this spot, when the map was created, this spot was at 47 feet above sea level. I could recalibrate that if I want to, but I haven't dug into my watch that far yet. So that's that. What else do you want to know? My steps today, I've got the weather.
Well, you know, I just see the results.
Barometric,
believe it or not,
pressure.
She's the tech head one that, you know, in the group. She's the technical, she's a pilot, so she's got, there's screws loose up there.
You're the data guy, but I love this stuff.
But I'll tell you, we went to go look at a piece of property, pretty rural piece of property, and she did something with her watch, and it made a video of where we went. It was really cool. Yeah. All the pictures we took along the way, the video stopped. What's the name of that app?
Relive.
R-E-L-I-V-E. Uh-huh. Check it out.
I think I put it on social media. If not, I will. I'll make more. I don't know if that was my first test, so it'll get better, I promise. I'll make some more good stuff. It's cool. The Land Academy Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listeners. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Stephen
Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.